Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yud. We're still holding at the bottom of daf Tes Amud Beis with the sugya of Mechashvin Mi'avodah La'avodah. So this begins with Itmar Shechata Lishma Lizrok Dama Shelo Lishma, which brings us into a very important new sugya. So this is, we're holding over here right at the end of the third line, the middle rather of the fourth line up from the bottom. So remember that we learned before that the only way that it's possible to do a shinui ba'alim is in the zrika, because the ba'alim don't have really any other element in the korban that is a shinui ba'alim. So how did we say, therefore, that there's a problem specifically of all of the arba avodas, if the only avoda that's going to make an afkamina is the zrika? We said, if you do the shechita in order to do the zrika, or you do the kabbalah in order to do the zrika, and so on. Now, the thing is that that would mean that you're being shochet or mekabo or melech for imachshav of something else. So you're really thinking from one avoda to another aveda. That's called mechashvin mi'avodah la'avodah. You know, he doesn't give me enough chance over to plan a response to his attack, but we'll come up with a response. Wait till he sees tomorrow. Anyway, so what have we got? What appears to be a yisod that if there is such a concept of shinui ba'alim, then that shinui ba'alim in the arba avodos, which is what we learned from the pasuk, would imply that since the only way to do it is through mechashev mi'avodah la'avodah, that you can be mechashev from one avodah to another avodah. But the question is, could I do that across the board? Now, when I say across the board, there's two other issues where this is a very important question. One would be shinui kodesh. Just because shinui ba'alim is only effective in this way, so then, okay, that's part of what the Torah is teaching you, if it's saying that there are arba matirin for a shinui ba'alim. So then it's by definition telling you that you can be mechashev from the shechita to the zrika, right? But would that be true about shinui kodesh? Since a shechita for the wrong purpose is itself puzzle, not because I'm shechting for the schatas in order to be zorek its dam as an oila. So what would be the din if I do that? What if I shecht a chatas as a chatas? I know perfectly well it's a chatas, but I say, I am doing the shechita on this chatas so that when I do the zrika, I will do the zrika as an oila. How about that? So that would be called mechashvim mi'avodah la'avodah. Right? Now, there's another place where this would be very important. Because remember, as we learned back in Masechet Avodah Zarah, we understood a very important yesod there, that the nature of Avodah Zarah is always the corruption of a nature of an Aveda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even pointed out to you archaeologically that many of these temples of Avodah Zarah actually had pictures of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, like I point out today, you have these crazies that, you know, have the temple, whatever they have there, the Temple of Solomon, I forget what they call those people, Masons, yeah. Anyway, so there would also be a shaila, if mechashvim li'avodah la'avodah. Suppose somebody says, I am doing a perfectly kosher shechita, but when I get to past my shechita, I want to take the blood of this animal, pour it out to an avodah zarah. I'm going to bring it into church. So is that considered to be an actual avodah zarah, and it now becomes zivchei meitim? Because we'd have to pattern it on what's done in the Beis HaMikdash. So would that be, in fact, a pattern of zivchei meitim? Look, it's obviously could be chayev misa, as Tosfos points out, as an avodah zarah, but that's not the issue here. The issue here is whether it defines it as a zevach. So is it zivchei meitim or not? Now, there's another very important yesod to remember, which is that besides the din of shinui kodesh, shinui ba'alim, which is fundamentally built on Mechashrim Laveda, Miaveda Laveda, there's also the Din of Pigel. Now let's introduce, we haven't talked about the Din of Pigel recently, and this is our first engagement here in Zvachim with Pigel. So let's talk about Pigel for a moment. There are two ways that the Torah describes a what we call loosely Pigel, and that is a machshava that violates the dimensionality of the karma. Obviously, since we're familiar with two different sets of dimensions, one is spatial, one is temporal, either of those violations are a disaster. So let's say you have in mind to shecht the karban in order to do the zrika of the dam in a different place, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That is considered to be a psul of chutz l'mekomo. Just the thought, not the actuality. You never did anything. But the moment that you thought to do that, at the time of the Shechita, and the din is that pigel is only pigel if you are doing an achilat mizbeach or an achilat adam, either in the wrong time or the wrong place, which means that the matir is not going to be the same as the pigel. You have to be doing the shechita in order to do the zrika, or in order to do the haktorah, or in order to do an achila as a person of that korban, right? So then by definition, that is mechashri mi'aveda la'aveda. That's how it's done. Any of the matirin create pigel by thinking, it's not even true mechashri mi'aveda la'aveda, but it's from one aveda to something. It could be mi'aveda la'aveda, if your kavana is for the zrika, because zrika is an achilas mizbeach, but it could just be mechashmin from shechita or hilocha or kabbalah or zrika for haktorah or for achilas ha'adam. Is that clear? It's a little bit confusing, but is the idea clear? There are the matirin, and then there's the violation of the outside of the dimension, right? The same thing is true if you had in kavana to eat or to be makriv or to be zarek on the mizbeach at the wrong time. However, as we've explained many times, time is much more of a problem than space, because you can always go back to the same space, but you cannot go back to the same time, and because of that, we are stuck with a very one direction dimensionality, which means that time is always going to be more chamur, it's more of a violation than a spatial violation. And therefore, if you thought to do any of those things at a different time, then it becomes not only pasul, but at that moment, the food itself becomes a chi of kares if you eat it. Okay, so it's much more chomer. That's the real pigel, which is pigel chutz l'zmano. We loosely refer to the psul of chutz l'mekomo also as a pigel, unless we're coming to really define something strictly. Now, that means that we have two fundamental ideas in the Torah that are based on thinking about something at one stage, which is meant to affect it at a different stage. And we're using that concept as a Gavi idea, beautifully written in blinking white letters on black, apparently. And that is Mechashri Mi'aveda La'aveda, with a little bracket in front that it's Ein Mechashri Mi'aveda La'aveda, because we now have a machlokas. So here's the idea. Says the Gemara, Shechata Lishma, you're doing a perfectly kosher shechita, but you're having in Kavana to be Zorek the Dam for a different Karba. But right now, you're doing everything right. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that would be pasul. Reish Lakish says that would be kosher. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's pasul because mechashvim mi'avodah la'avodah. You don't have to do the psul at the time that you're doing it. The fact that it's going to be done in one of these matirim is enough to be mechayev you. And what would be the shurish of that? Yafida mimachshevet pigu. In the same way that pigul, by definition, requires one of the matirim, but to be thinking about doing a achilas hamizbeach or achilas adam. So you see from there that the Torah allows you to make a psul by doing something with the Matirin for something that will be true later. Reish Lakish says, no, you cannot have a Machsheva Shelo Lishma from one Aveda to another. Because Ein Mechashvim Mi Avoda La Avoda, we do not learn out the Aveda, Aveda to Aveda idea based on Pigo, which is a much more Chomer Psul, and we don't apply that to the Dinim of Shelo Lishma. So in that case, something which is pigel has nothing to do, says Reish Lakish, with Aveda La Aveda, because we're not mechashvim from one matir to another. We're being mechashed from a matir to an achila, you see? Either the achila sa'adam or the achila sa'mizbeach. And we're including the zrika sa'adam. Marnea, you're drifting off. We're including the zrika sa'adam as an achila sa'mizbeach. These are very fundamental ideas, so please don't drift off. Okay, so therefore we have this fundamental machlokas between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. Is pigel a model for mechashvim mi'aveda la'aveda, or is it basically a different idea, since it's not really the thought of one matir to another, it's the thought of a matir to an achila? These words are important to get used to. Matirin, achilas, and so on, because they're going to be very, very common when we're dealing with the issues of pigel. Now, this machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish actually appears elsewhere, and it works out perfectly well. This is the shita that they have elsewhere as well. V'az to l'tamayo, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish here are going l'shita tam. Because the same achlokas occurs in the question of doing a shechita of an animal, not hegdash, an animal that you're doing a normal shechita. You're saying, okay, I'm going to shech this. If you shecht an animal for avodah zara, then it's zivchei mesim. But over here you're saying, no, I'm doing a normal shechita right now. But when I get to church, I'm going to be taking the blood and sprinkling it over the cross. So what's the din over there? So, if he had in mind, amanati zrok damal avodat kochavi, or laktir chelbal avodat kochavi, even if he had in mind to do the haktara, which is the iser for avodah zarah, so then Rabbi Yochanan says, well, mechashvim mi'aveda la'aveda, right? So therefore, it would actually become osur bahana'a as zivchei meitim. Why? Because b'chashvim mi'avoda la'avoda and yofinon chutz mipnim. We learn out the dinim of doing things outside, meaning doing things in church, doing things for avodah zara. We learn that out from the dinim inside of the Beis HaMikdash. And since inside of the Beis HaMikdash, you can be mechashev from one Aveda to another, the same thing should be true by Chulin L'Shem Aveda Zorah. You could do the Shechita, having in mind to do the Zrikas Hadam in the church. Whereas Reish Lakish, this is perfectly consistent with Rabbi Yochanan Shita over here, about utilizing Pigel as a model for mechashev mi'aveda la'aveda. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, also consistently says that it's muteret, because ein mechashvim me'avoda la'avoda v'lo yafinon chutz b'fin. So there's nothing here to learn from the inside to the outside. So it turns out that they're very consistent. Now, if they're so consistent, why do we need these two different machlokas? And don't they boil down to the same machlokas? And as you know, one of the dinim of teaching Torah is to maintain absolute conciseness. We never have a machlokas, which is simply a repeat of a different machlokas in a different format. We let your brain do that, and we don't do it for you. And therefore, why do we need two completely different machlokas? And says the Gemara, because we need it. I'll tell you why. Because let's say we would only have known this latter case over here. Let's say we would have had the case of Avodah Zarah particularly. So I might have thought that the only reason that Reish Lakish says in this case is you cannot learn it from Pigel is because he doesn't believe that you learn out the dinim of Avodah Zarah b'chutz from the Avodah Bifnim. But, I mean, I wouldn't have known that maybe in terms of learning Shelo Lishma, which is learning Pnim Mipnim, somebody is doing the Shechita Lishma in order to do the Zrika Shelo Lishma. Maybe there Resh Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that we do learn out from Pigel because both of those things are things being done in the Beis HaMikdash for Kedusha. And on the other hand, let's say I would have known about the other case. Yashma Inan Baha, so Shalolishma, so I would have said, okay, I understand that Rabbi Yochanan says we can learn out Shalolishma from the Dinim of Pigel, because, I mean, that follows. They're both Dinim of Pnim, and they're both Dinim of Machshava that passes. But he to talk about some comparison of Avodah Zarah to the Prote Dinim of how it is you could be Mechashiv in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would have agreed to Resh Lakish that we don't do the Chutz Mipfin. Therefore, obviously, we need both of these shitas. Now, when Rav Zdimi came to Bavel, he said that Rabbi Yirmiyah had actually a brilliant question against Resh Lakish's approach as a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Ilah had the opposite, and he had this tremendous question which would against Rabbi Yochanan, which would have been a riot to Resh Lakish. So let me tell you the Rabbi Yirmiyah thing first, okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to prove that Rabbi Yochanan was right from logic. And he said, look, the case over here, let's imagine a case of Pigel. And the guy would say, I hereby shecht this carbon in the wrong time. That's a completely meaningless statement. It's not the wrong time. So, the fact that you want to call it the wrong time doesn't create pigel, okay? The din over there is that it's certainly kosher. But if he says, I am doing the shechita properly in order to do something in the wrong time, so I'm shechting it amanat lizrok damo chutz lizmano. Over there, it would be puzzle, right? So a makom she'im amar hareni shochet shelo lishmo. Lo lishmo does not require anything other than what you're doing. If you say, I am shechting shelo lishmo, that itself is puzzle. If you're saying, I am shechting as pigel, that's a joke. Ha ha. What does that mean, you're shechting as pigel? It's the right time and it's the right place. You can't change that reality. So if shachto with the shechita itself is pasul shelo lishmo, so koshikein, if you did the shechita in order to do the zrika shelo lishmo, so it's obviously going to be worse than the case where you couldn't have made it pigel by doing shechita l'shem pigel, and nonetheless you can make it pigel by doing shechita l'shem the zrika pigel. So seems to be a very clear raya to me. Matki for Rava Barai Eloi, what kind of raya is that? I mean, you're talking about Pigel, Chutz Lizmano. I mean, that's a chiyuv of Koras. That's very chamur, because if you eat it, you're going to be chayuv of Koras. Maybe that's why the Torah made a special din that when it comes to an Isser Koras, yes, Mechashvi mi Avodah l'Avodah. But Shalolishma is not an Isser Koras. Shalolishma just means it's lo olol balim l'shem chova. So I don't know. That's like a very gentle kind of problem. And it probably is not going to affect it with such stringency that it should even affect mi Avodah l'Avodah, right? Oh, come on, says Rava Bar Ilai. Let's fix it, okay? If that's your hang-up, let's fix it. Instead of talking about Pigel Chutz Lizmano, let's talk about Chutz LeMekomo, where there's no chorus, and then you're not going to be able to come on the same argument. Say, Lama Rava Bar Ilai, fine. What Rabbi Yirmiyah really said was, Uma b'makom shim amar. If a guy says, I'm hereby doing the Shechita, in the wrong place. He's sitting there. He's sitting there right in the Azorah. He's doing everything perfectly well. In my mind, I am shechting this in the wrong place. You're Meshuggah. After you are in the wrong place because you belong in an insane asylum, but right now that doesn't pass with the carbon. So we would laugh at him, and that's all. And nonetheless, If he does that shechita in order to do the zrika in the wrong place, chutzlis bano, it would be puzzle and not chorus. Okay, now you're happy. So a makam sheim omar hareni shochet shelo lishmo. If the kohen would have said, "I'm just doing the shechita shelo lishmo, I'm not going to do anything else shelo lishmo," then it would be puzzle. So kosher came. If he goes ahead and he says, "I'm shechting an almanat with zrogdoma shelo lishmo," ain't a din she puzzle. Now you can't come back to me and start talking about chorus. There's no chorus here, okay? So how are you going to get out of this one? Well, Ravashi says, "I get out of this one." Maskif for Ravashi, it's different. Malach chutz lemekomo. Chutz lemekomo is a general psul by all zvachim, okay? Shelo lishmo can only pass on Pesach and Chatas. So that's like fundamental. So of course, a chutz l'mekomo is more chamur, and therefore you can be mechashiv mi'avodah la'avodah, than any type of shelo lishmo, which is limited in its application. So, sorry, that couldn't, I mean, listen, Rabbi Yirmiyah is not an idiot. This is, he couldn't have said any of this stuff. You know what you're talking about. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, was the raya to Rabbi Yochanan. He said like this, Halchi Kama, Uma b'makom shim omar hareni shochet l'shem ploni. Say, a kohen would be able to say, I'm shechting this carbon for a different ba'alim. What's the din? The din is that it would be completely kosher, and it would be Ola, because remember, you can only be Mechashev, Shelo L'Shem Baalim, by doing the Zrika Shelo L'Shem Baalim, right? So if you say, I am shechting this carbon for the sake of Mr. So-and-so, who doesn't own the carbon, it has absolutely no meaning at all, that statement, and it's completely kosher. But nonetheless, the moment that you say, I am shechting this carbon in order to be Zorik, it's dam for Mr. So-and-so, oh-ho, then and only then it becomes possible. So what do you see? That it's going to be more powerful to take the shechita in terms of the zrika. So imagine if in a place where he would have said, Hareni shochet, Shelo Lishman, Ashinoi Kadesh, it would have been Pusel right there. So Kol Shekein, if he said, yeah, I'm going to shecht it Almanat to be Zarek the Dam for a different carbon, for Shinoi Shem Kadesh, for sure it's going to be Pusel. How are you going to get out of that? So if Shinoi Bailim can only be done through Mechashu Mi'Aveda La'Aveda, so then obviously Mechashu Mi'Aveda La'Aveda is more powerful than even in the Avodah itself. So the same thing would be true about Shinoi Kadesh. That's very powerful, actually. Rabbi Elah, he actually went ahead. What's going on here? Am I doing something wrong, Barnea? No, okay. Am I not, just remind me if I'm going too far or anything, I need to know. Okay. So Rabbi Elah, he said a raya to Reish Lakish, because what he said was like this. The Torah should not have said anything at all about the Chiyuv of Lishma when it comes to Zrika. Now remember, we needed, before we went ahead and we found Psukim to teach me that a Chatas is Pasul, we had to know that it was Pasul in all Arba Vedas, so we came to find out that how is that true for Zrika. The Torah shouldn't have had to say that, because I could have learned it from a Kal Vachomer if I put together a Kavana of Shelo Lishma of Achatas, that I know that the Shechita is possible, and I know that the Kabbalah was possible, because we had, after all, we had Psukim for that. So I could simply say, if the Shechita, which is certainly less chomer than Zrika, because even a Zar can do Shechita, and nonetheless the Shechita has to be Lishma, then Kol Shekein the Zrika has to be Lishma. And if you're going to say, yeah, but remember Shechita is possible for a carbon Pesach Shelo L'Shem Eichlin, if it's a person who can't eat a kezias of meat betoch kedei achilas pras, then the Shechita of the Pesach, that was our fundamental problem with trying to learn anything from Shechita. So then, if you taina that, so then I can say, well, if that's true. But you see from Kabbalah that that's not an issue, because the Kabbalah for a Korban Pesach, if it's done Shelo L'Shem Eichlin, does not passel the Korban Pesach, but there's still a din of needing to do it Lishma. So we could have done a Mahatzad, right? Put it together, and you would have said, okay, so then Zrika can be learned from a combination of Shchita and Kabbalah. Why then was it necessary for the Torah to specifically tell me the halacha that Zrika Shelo L'Shma for a Chatas is possible? It's to tell me that it's only the Zrika and not another Avodah for the Zrika. That's the point. So it's coming to tell me the Zrika has to be done Lishma. But Shalom Lishma for the Kabbalah Almanat to the Zrika, that's not going to passel. So the idea of the Zrika, Big Shalom Lishma, is to stress Dafka the Zrika qua Zrika, but not the Zrika through doing a Kabbalah for the Zrika or doing a Halakha for the Zrika. That's not going to be the same as passeling the Zrika. So that proves Rish Lakish. Asking for of Papa. I don't understand. The Pasuk says Zrika, and you have decided in your great wisdom that that is coming to tell me it's only Zrika. Maybe it's there exactly the opposite. Maybe it's to tell me that we have an extra Pasuk in order for me to know that the Zrika has to be done so much Lishma that even if you're Mechashe from another Avodah like the Halacha or the Kabbalah or the Shechita for the Zrika, that it will be possible. I don't understand that. It doesn't say in this Pasuk any direction. You've decided the direction. How about if I say maybe just the opposite? It's to teach me that you can be Mechashe l'Avodah. No, says the commander of Papa. Because if that were true, then that would have been a given. Don't you understand? If the idea is the Torah wants you to understand that you can be mechashev me'avodah l'avodah, any idiot would have said, well, obviously you could be mechashev me'avodah l'avodah because that's the only way in order for you to passel something shelo l'shem baalim, right? That's exactly what it was that Rav Ashi used as a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. So that would have been the given. If the Torah is writing an extra pasuk, it's got to be telling me something that would be the antithesis of the given. So the given would be use Shelo L'Shem Baalim as the model and make that the moker of Mechashvi Mi'Aveda La'Aveda. Because in Kein Lishtei Kramine, don't say anything. And then it would have been a given from the Kal Vachomer Rav Ashi. If, Lamaisa, you need to write a Pasuk, so then the only thing that the Pasuk would be telling you would be the opposite. That, in fact, you cannot be Mechashev La'Aveda, Mi'Aveda La'Aveda. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say about that? That's a good point. Rabbi Yochanan would respond that, look, you can't learn that Mahatzad that you're learning, okay? And you cannot say, I don't need to write Zrika because I have a limud from Shechita and Halacha, or Kabbalah. Where do you have such a limud? I have a simple way of showing you that there is a common denominator that means only those things and nothing else, and therefore I still need to learn that Zrika apostles. What is the combination that is a common denominator between Shechita and Kabbalah? Shekein tu v'nei. You must do the Shechita b'tzofein if you're dealing with cards b'chatas, and you must do the Kabbalah b'tzofein. So it has to be in the northern quadrant of the Azorah. And there's another thing that they share that other things don't share. Both of those avodas, Shechita and Kabbalah, are true even in the chataot pnimiot. Zrika, there's no zrika on the mizbeach hachitzon on the chataot pnimiot, and therefore maybe the Torah is more makbid on lishma in those things that require tzofein and those things that have a din of chiyuv even on things that are brought inside of the Beis HaMikdash without a Zrika. And therefore, the Zrika, which is not part of that special set of those things that are to Unot Safon, and those things that are Yeshla B'chatot HaPnimiot, So we have now a brand new set, and therefore Zrika would be excluded. How do you like that? That's pretty good. What's Reish Lakish going to say to that? Well, Reish Lakish will say, look, those are theoretical considerations. I mean, remember that basically what are we dealing with in this pasuk where we're learning the dinim of Lishma? All of those psukim were in the parsha of Shlomim, for heaven's sakes. So the Arba Matirim, the Arba Avodas, were all learnt out for Shlomim. And there is, in fact, in terms of Shlomim, Shechita and Kabbalah do not have a common denominator at all, because there is no such thing as Tzafein by Shlomim, it's Kachim Kalim, and there's no such thing as Shlomim that are brought Bifnim. And therefore, it's irrelevant. This is a theoretical consideration that doesn't affect our Limudim, Tainas Reish Lakish, and therefore it's silly. So remember, the next piece of the Mishnah has taught us that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Asham has the same din as the Chatas. So just like the Chachomim, the Tanakhama says that the Chatas is posel shelo lishmo, so too says Rabbi Eliezer, Asham is exactly the same din, and it's similar to Chatas and to Pesach. Tanya Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Look, I mean, it stands to reason, doesn't it? If the Chatas Baal Chet and the Asham is Baal Chet, so apparently, the din of chatas is a function of its being something that is there for a chet, and because of that, if it's brought for something else, it doesn't have any usability for anything else. The meaning of the chatas is that it should be mechaper on that particular chet. But that's true about an asham too. An asham is also exactly the same. And therefore, if it's true that a chatas shelo lishma psula, then it just stands to reason that the asham should be the same based on a mametzino, that a carbon that's baal chet does not have application to other carbonas, that you could simply bring it as a shelo lishma. You're making a joke of it. And therefore, the Torah says that that's not what it is, and therefore it's possible. Omar lo Rabbi Yoshua, no, that's not a proper kind of mametzino, because a chatas is a very chomur korban. In fact, it's the only korban where doma is lemala, and we're going to see it's actually unique in doma lemala. Before we get to the concept, let me give you some basics. Remember that there was a reshet on the mizbeach, and that reshet came up to chetzi hamizbeach. From there, we learn that the Torah made a distinction on the Mizbeach, which is the difference in the midpoint between certain types of karbonas, whose dam is brought lamata, means from the midway line down, and others are brought lamala. That became in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was nothing that was similar to the concept of the reshet on the Mizbeach and the Choshet, it became the red line. The red line was called Chut HaSikra, which means literally the red string, so to speak. But the word chut can mean both. So the din is that all of the korbanos, besides the Eilas HaOif and besides the chatas, the dam is always brought beneath the red line. On the chatas, the dam is brought not only above the red line, but it's actually brought on the actual Karen of the Mizbeach. And the Karen, you'll remember, was the Amma by Amma extension of the Mizbeach going upwards on each of the four sides. And Ola Sa'of, the Dam, is also brought Lamala Mikot HaSikra, but it's not brought on the Karen. It's brought anywhere, even a centimeter, above the Chut HaSikra. Now, an excellent way for you intelligent people who managed to get here to the daf on time, an excellent way of remembering where damim go is as follows. Olas, of. That means that when you're talking about an ola going up, remember that it's the ola of the birds that goes up. Ola, of, up. Okay? A chatas of an oaf, however, would not go up. But it also means that the ola of the oaf goes up, but the ola of the behema goes down. But that teaches you only the ola of the behemoth goes down, that the chatos of the behemoth goes up. So if you just remember the ola's op up, then that basically will remind you of all of the other dinim. So you now are bekiyim in where the dinim, where the dam on the mizbeach goes. Okay, if that's true, then the chashivut of the dam, as it gets closer and closer to the most obvious point on the mizbeach, where it's visible to all and is making a statement, is the chatas behema, because the chatas behema goes all the way on the keren of the mizbeach. Nothing else does. Now, at this point, we're not yet at the understanding that what's meant over here is the keren, but we still do know that the being above the chutas sikra is a maila, so we're talking about its being lamala mechutas sikra. So therefore, Taina's Rabbi Yoshua to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't make a simple mametzinu from a chatas to an asham, because an asham, the dam goes beneath the chutas sikra. A chatas is a more chomer korban, and therefore is more sensitive and is vulnerable to a shinoi hashem, which an asham may not be vulnerable to. So lo ima marta bechatas, shekein dama lamala. Amalo Rebbe Eliezer, well, Dama Lamala is not the critical factor over here. The critical factor can't be Dama Lamala because the din is that the only other carbon that's possible Shalol Lishma is a Pesach. And a carbon Pesach, the Dam is actually beneath the Chutas Sikra, and it's actually poured out towards the Yesod of the Mizbeach, and nonetheless the din is that Shechita Shalol Lishma possibles a carbon Pesach. So obviously, the critical issue here has nothing to do with where the dam is. So I still maintain that it makes perfectly good sense to say that it's reasonable that a chet is the problem. And if a chatas is brought on a chet and it's posur shelo lishma, so too is the asham brought on chet and it too should be posur shelo lishma. That's my argument, says Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rabbi Yoshua to him, well, now wait a minute, Pesach doesn't prove anything. Because Pesach, as opposed to the Asham, has a very special moment in which you're able to bring it. And that means that it's a more specific carbon, which means that it has higher levels of stringent applications. A Pesach at any time of the year that is brought as a Pesach is pasul, unless it's brought during those few hours of the Bein Arbaim on the 14th of Nisan. Maybe that's why it's very vulnerable to the problem of Shalol Lishma. But that doesn't prove that it is not a critical issue, that the Dam is Lamala. Maybe the Chatas, the critical issue is Dam Lamala. And maybe the critical issue by the Pesach is that Zman or Kavua. So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, obviously, the Pesach doesn't prove anything because a chatas is exactly the same in terms of Shalol Lishma, it's pasul, and its zman is not kavua. So again, this sounds like it's shaping up to be a classic ma hatzad, right? We'll say chatas tochiach, and then we'll say, yes, but mala chatas, sheken doma lo mala, Pesach tochiach, mala Pesach sheken zmano kavua, chatas tochiach, v'chozer adin, lo rizek rizek, Valori Zekri Zeh, what's the Tzad HaShaveh? The Tzad HaShaveh should be very simple, that they're both Kodesh, and in this case, they're both Kodesh, and the Chatas is similar to the Yasham in being brought Al Hachet, okay? So Rabbi Yoshua said to him, well, I'll just run you around in circles. If you bring me a raya from a chatas, I'll show you from the Pesach that it's not true. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, that's not meaningful because we do have a ma'atzah to at least prove that the issue is not the issue of the bringing it the ma'ala michutas sikra, and therefore, we should have at this point stopped the argument and we should have said, what do you mean, chuzrani chalila? Let me bring it as a ma'atzat. Okay. The Gemara will get back to why we don't do that. Now, because of this attack by Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer says, all right, I will show you from another explanation of, you won't be able to argue with this one, so stand back, Rabbi Yeshua. Chatas, it uses the word, Lagabi the Chatas, it says the word, V'shachat oto b'makom asher yishchat oto ola lifnei Hashem, chatat hu, is what it should say. It says by the chatas, this is referring to a sa'ir nasi, which is a male, and therefore calls it chatat hu. Usually it's chatat hi, indeed, so the printer got confused here, the scribe got confused, but this is the pasuk that is referring to the sa'ir nasi that we learned it before. So hu lishma kshera, shelo lishma psula. Pesach also says hu, remember, that's where we learned it out. V'amartem zevach pesach hu. And remember, every time you hear that hu, it's about the existential kviyus. It is what it is. It doesn't change. And therefore, since by osham, it says the same thing. By pesach, it says hu. And it says the same thing. The din is that shalom l'shmo is pasul. And by osham, it says hu. Ha! No, it says who, actually. V'iktirotam ha-kohenam izbecha ishel ha-shem, asham hu. Ha! So we see that it says who, and it should teach us exactly the same din. Hu lishmo kasher, shelo lishmo pasul. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And we know, unfortunately, that that's not much of an argument, because we've already seen the special case of the asham, where the who of the asham is a reference to a stage that anyway can be skipped completely. So it obviously cannot mean that it's ma'akev, and Reb Yeshua throws this back at Reb Eliezer. Amalo Reb Yeshua, excuse me, sir, but chatas, the word who, appears in terms of the din of the shechita. You can't do without the shechita. So therefore, it teaches us that hu lishma kshera, shelo lishma psua. Okay? By Pesach, it also says the hu by zvicha, zevach zvicha ishchita, zevach Pesach hu. And therefore, of course, hu lishma kasher, shelo lishma psua. But what does that have to do with the hu that it says by asham? By the asham, it doesn't say hu until we're talking about vihiktir. But vihiktirotam akohen asham hu is ridiculous to say it's ma'akev, because we don't even need haktarat emurim for the korban to be kosher. If you don't have any haktarat emurim, it's completely meaningless, and it's still a perfectly kosher korban. So how could the who be telling me that the haktarat emurim is going to pass through the korban? There, since it says it le'achar haktarat emurim, the who atzmo shalohu k'tur emurim is kosher anyway, and therefore it makes no sense to say that it's going to be ma'akivit for shalom l'shma, because you don't even need it. So therefore, you cannot learn from asham. All right, says Rebbe Eliezer, I'm bringing out my serious ammunition. This one you're not going to be able to argue on. And that is that it says beferish in the Torah, kechatat ka'asham. Now this teaches us that the chatas and the asham have exactly the same halachas. Machatas shelo lishmo pasu, afasham shelo lishmo pasu, and you can't argue on a hekesh. This is a hekesh, and the din is ein hekesh lomechza. So you're stuck with this one. Torah chatlehem akohen asher yechapreno, etc. That's what it says about the dinim of chataot compared to asham. Therefore, just like a chata shelo lishmo pasu, af asham shelo lishmo pasu, QED. Now, let's just get back to this discussion and try to figure out what's going on. Go back to the beginning. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, don't try to fight this, because you'll bring me a raya from Pesach, and I'll show you why Pesach is different. If you prove to me from Chatas, I'll show you why Chatas is different. And therefore, we're just going around in circles, so why don't we stop while we're ahead? Chozrani Chalila. Now, you're just going to bring me around in circles over here, okay? You're going to tell me again that Chatas is the Raya. I'm going to tell you that Chatas is more Chomer because Doma Lamala. I don't understand. But whenever we do that, every time we have a Yochiach, we have a Mahatzad, right? So we look to, what's the common denominator over here? So the common denominator is that they're both types of korbanos. Rashi says this was the because you can't say just that they're Kodesh, obviously, because we're not talking about Kodesh, but both of these are meant to be eaten, and they're Pasul Shelo Lishma. So the Asham, which is also something which is a type of carbon which is given Achila, is that's enough to make it Shelo Lishma Pasul. The fact that a Pesach is Mano Kavua doesn't mean anything. So why don't we say that? Well, because there's an obvious difference, isn't there? If you're going to bring a mahatzad from a combination of a chatas and a pesach, they both share something very powerful. They both have an element of kores. The chatas only comes to be mechaper on kores, and the pesach is a carbon which, if you don't bring it, you're chayav kores, they only such karma. So they both have a very, very shared characteristic of chumrah, and that makes a limut from the two of them not applicable to an asham, which is not something that deals with kares. Okay, then let's get back to the next part of the discussion. Rabbi Yeshua begins by telling him, you cannot learn one from the other because the chatas is a more vulnerable carbon because it's a more distinct carbon. And loim amarta bechatas, that it's above the red line, right? Okay, and dama lamala. Now look, I mean, there's so many things that a chatas is more chomer than an asham. Why did Rabbi Yeshua limit himself to saying that it's above the chut hasikra? Gavi, please write down chut hasikra on the list of munachim. What he could have said to him is that chatas is different. Shekein nichnas dama lifnai velifnim. Look, there is a chatas on Yom Kippur, and that chatas is brought all the way inside to the Kodesh HaKodashim. There is no asham that ever is chashev enough to have its dam brought into Kodesh HaKodashim. That means that chatas is going to be a more chomer korban, and therefore more vulnerable to the Shelo Lishma. Why didn't you say that? Well, he didn't say that because Rabbi Eliezer would have just thrown back at him, well, we're not talking about chataot inside, we're talking about the chataot achitzonot. I mean, the only thing that the Mishnah was referring to when it was talking about Shelo Lishma, it was talking about the typical chatas. And that's where I'm trying to learn out, from the typical chatas to the asham. What's wrong with that? Don't tell me about a special case. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua could have said to him, chatas is more chashev, because any chatas that is meant to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, if you walk in with that blood into the Beis HaMikdash, im nichlas doma, it should not say lifnai v'lifnim. It should say im nichlas doma lifnim. If that dam goes into the Heichal, it becomes pasul. And no other carbon will become pasul if you bring it inside. He should have said that. How could he have said that? Rabbi Yeshua would have said, excuse me, sir, but the same way that I hold that an asham is like a chatas and that it's pasul shelo lishma, I hold that the dam of an asham that's brought inside is also pasul. So that would be a pretty stupid kind of argument, because he said, Rabbi Eliezer, afa asham, as we're going to see, he actually does hold that. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua could have said, a chatas is more chomer, because a chatas is mechaper, even on chayve kritut, and an asham is not brought on a chayve kritut, right? So, that's why it's more chomer. Well, Rabbi Eliezer could have countered that by saying, look, there are chatot that are not mechaper on a chayve kritut. How about the chatas of shmias hakol? Where somebody wants you to come and testify for him, you deny knowing it, you make a shvu, and the din is you have to bring a carbon olah v'yored, which is a variation on the chatas. So why not bring, so if I could bring a raya from Shmias HaKol, you can't attack me, Rabbi Yeshua, by saying a chatas always comes a chayve kritas. It's not true. I'm bringing an example of a chatas that doesn't come a chayve kritas. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua could have said to him, you can't learn asham from chatas because a chatas, as opposed to any other carbon, requires four applications of dam on the mizbeach. Now, remember, this is another halacha that we haven't learned yet, that not only is the place in which the Dhamma of the Khatas brought unique, but also the modality of the putting the Dhamma on the Mizbeach is unique. Because when it says the Khatas, it says the Kohen should be Mechate, which means he takes his finger, Be'etzba'o, and he runs his finger along the edge of the Keren, leaving a line of blood on that edge of the Keren, as we'll see. All of the other dam is actually thrown, and that's why it's called Zrika, it's thrown at the Mizbeach, and the way that it gets to the sides of the Mizbeach is by diagonally going to the two sides of the Mizbeach, and there are only two sides of the Mizbeach that have a Yesod under them. Now, this is another important Yesod about the Yesod. And what is that? That the Beis HaMikdash, remember, was built in the Chelek of both Binyamin and Yehuda. The Mizbeach part needed to be in the Chelek of Binyamin, because Binyamin is the predator, remember, and Binyamin is called Ze'ev Yutraf. And when you drive along the highway here in Eretz Yisrael, and you get to the border of Binyamin, you will see at the edge of the highway a big sign with a engraving of a wolf on it, and says underneath, Binyamin, to let you know that you're coming into the Chelek of Binyamin. Now, you must admit that that is a heck of a lot prettier than a big sign reading Orange County, New Jersey. Blech. Anyway, right? They don't even put an orange on it. I mean, at least, you know, put an orange on it. But look, I mean, a wolf, that's like, that's serious stuff. Okay. So that area was the Chelek of Binyamin, and the Mizbeach is meant to be the predator, and that has to be in that Chelek of Binyamin. On the other hand, we know that the Lishkas Hagazis, and that is the Mokom in which the Chukei HaTorah are Yotze to all of Yisrael, we learn out from Psukim that that has to be next to the Mizbeach, and that is in the Chelek of Yehuda specifically. In which case, we need to have part of the area belonging to Yehuda and part of the area belonging to Binyamin. Now, it turns out that there's one part of the Mizbeach, if we take the Mizbeach as being 32 by 32, so then you've got a problem, because at the bottom, the 32 by 32 does not cover completely the area in Binyamin. It sticks out. One side will stick out into the Chelek of Yehuda by that single Amma of the Yesod. And that is the Chelek that's on towards the south, which is the area in which you're approaching the Mizbeach, where the Kevesh is, from the south, and from the part which is away from the entrance to the Heichal, and towards the outside, which would be the west, as opposed to the east part, in which you're facing, sorry, the east, as opposed to the west part, in which you're facing the Heichal. So that means that we've got that one corner that has got no Yesod, because on the side of it that's facing away from the Beis HaMikdash, which is towards the east there, because remember, you're facing in the opposite direction, and when you look at the Kotel Ma'aravi, you're facing towards that back from the east. So that corner has no Yesod. Therefore, you can't put the Dam on that part of the Mizbeach, because it has to go from there, drip down to the Yesod HaMizbeach. In which case, you're left with only two diagonal corners, and those would be the other diagonals. So you'd have to put it, therefore, on the diagonal that does have a little bit of Yesod, which is that first Amma on the south side, which goes all the way around the east side, and which the west side, and all the way around the north side, and comes around just one Amma on also on that north side, just that one Amma that is facing towards the east. So because of that, you've got only a diagonal that allows you to pour and Zrika to throw. If you throw it at the corner, that blood will scatter to the two sides. And then when you go to the opposite diagonal, the blood will scatter to the two sides, and therefore you're going to have two zrikas, which equal four. Okay, so now let's see. The Gemara says, why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua say to him that a chatas is very chamur because you need four separate with your finger, and over there, since it goes on the keren, there's no problem of putting it on all four sides, as the Torah says, put it on the keren, so fine. There's the only case where you need to have four separate matanis, which is not true of anything else in which you just have the diagonal two, which equals four. Ah, he couldn't have said that because you see, Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds all dam requires four separate matanis. Now, he does not mean that you put it on the area of the Mizbeach that doesn't have a Yesod. And he does not mean that you use your finger. All that he means is that instead of doing the Zrika on a diagonal, in which the blood sprays across both sides, he says that we walk up to the corner and you take the blood in the kos, and first you throw it in one direction and then you throw it in the other direction, but it's at the diagonal. So it's going to be covering only the diagonal. That's the point. So you're going to have both diagonals that have that little one amma coming across the other edge, and that's precisely where you'll do it. So it's not exactly the same as the asham, but it does need four separate acts of zrika. So you could entaina that the chatas is the only thing that needs four acts of nesinas dam. Okay, fine. So he could have said you need to put it on Arba Koronis on a Chatas. You don't need to put it on the Karen on an Asham, which means the Chatas is more Chomer. Look, you're driving me nuts over here. I mean, we're going to, obviously, the whole point here is to teach all of us the gradual dinim of how it is that we see the evolution of all of these halachas, and that Chatas indeed is more Chomer. So why didn't he say that the Chatas requires the actual dam on the Koronis? Okay, now I caught you. There's tons of stuff to say. You know that. This whole thing is a joke. You could have said, what about the din that the chatas is only used by a finger? And what about the fact that it has to go only on the keren? And what about the fact that it has to go on the very edge of the keren, on the chud? So these are all chumras. Did you mention them? No. So you honestly think that there's an answer for why Dafka, this was the question that he asked. He picked one or two issues, that's all. There may be three, four, 20 issues. I don't know how many things he could have said, but what kind of question is that? Why don't you say something else? This is what I picked. So Chad Mitre Tlat Taminak, you could pick one out of a few different things to say. I don't have to give you a whole list of everything. The Chatas is different, do I? Okay, so let's get back to the conversation between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So, you said that you can't learn an asham out of a chatas because the dam of the chatas is put on top of the chutas sikra. But Rabbi Eliezer should say, well, I hold that the dam of the asham is also put on top of the chutas sikra. I mean, he's learning out the asham from the chatas. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah where to put the dam of the asham. So if it says kechatat kasham, so then Rabbi Eliezer should simply say to him, what kind of taina is that? Asham nami dama lamala. Where does it say otherwise? If I'm learning an asham from a chatas, I should learn an asham from a chatas as well the din of lamala mechuta sikra. Rabbi, you can't say that. There's no way that Rabbi Eliezer could maintain that asham, the dam is lamala. Lomatzitamra. Why? Because it's a kal vachomer. If an ola, which is brought totally on the Mizbeach, the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach, and nonetheless, its dam is beneath the chut hasikra, and that we learn out, which the whole discussion where we learn it out from, but that's a given. Asha, she'eino kalil. An asham doesn't have the chashivas of an ola, for sure will have to be lamata mechut hasikra. What kind of argument is that? Rabbi Eliezer holds that the main point of comparing the asham to the chatas is the fact that both of them are coming to be mechaper. An ola is not coming to be mechaper. So this is a spurious argument. You're bringing me a raya from ola that is more chomer in the context of an argument that says exactly the opposite, and that the whole focus is specifically on the fact that it's mechaper. Okay, fine. A chatas, an oath. Is a chatas an oath, Mechaper? Yes. Okay. So obviously, where do we bring a chatas oath? Remember, we just had a siman. Who wants to tell me what the chatas oath is? Oh, somebody's got it wrong. No, stop giving me the finger. There you go. The olas ha'of is ola. The chatas ha'of is underneath. Let's get it straight one more time. Olat, of, up. Okay. Chatas of, down. Chatas behema, up. Olas behema, down. And so on. Okay. So therefore, a chatas of an oath, which is mechaper, nonetheless, where do we put its dam? We put it underneath the chuta sikra. Okay, that's true, but that doesn't prove anything because a chatas oath, after all, isn't shechted. Because remember, what's the din of all of the oathot in the Beit HaMikdash? Exactly. You use the Kohen's thumb, which is called
Malika.
Malika, there we go. And that's another Gavi term in the terminology book. It's called Malika. So if it's Malika, it's not Zvicha. So you can't bring a raya from a chatas ha'of. I mean, that's like sort of a cheapo kind of carbon because you don't require Zvicha. And it doesn't have that same madrega of Zvicha. Ah, but Ola actually will show you that it doesn't matter. An ola is actually the yes zvicha, and afal pi kein, it's also the dam is under the chutas sikra. So clearly, we have a mahatzad. We have two different karbonas where the dam is brought beneath the chutas sikra, namely the ola and the chatas ha'of. So let's put them together. Lori Zekri Zev, Lori Zekri Zev. So each one of them has something unique, right? The reason that the oaf of the reason that the achatas of the bird may be underneath, you're claiming is because it doesn't have zvicha. Fine, okay. So I'll say to you, well, what about an ola? An ola does have zvicha. Ah, you'll say, but an ola is not mechaper. But I mean, the bird, which is a chatas, is mechaper. Put the two together, and what do you get? Hatzada shaver is that they are kodesh kodashim. Hashem is also kodesh kodashim, and the dam is put lamata bichuta sikra. And that proves that Asham, which is Kodesh Kadashim, and its dam should be Lamata. Omale Ravim Yipazakim Ravashi. Why can't we bring another Matzad? Why can't we say, Atzad Ashava Shaban, is that these two karbonas that you're bringing a raya from do not have a kitzbah? There's no particular, this is a new idea. We never yet met this one before. There's no other carbon that has a minimal value set to it that you have to pay for it. You just bring the animal, and the value of the animal was never a function in the kashrus. Masha Inkin, it says beferish that it has to be worth shnei slaim if you are bringing an asham. So how could you actually prove that asham must go lamata if asham is dissimilar from the common denominator of the other damim that are lamata? Because the asham is more chamor. The asham has a kitzbah. All right. I'll bring you another raya that asham has got to be beneath the chut hasikra, and that's because why did Rebbe Eliezer assume that? Because he never answered Rabbi Yeshua. He never said, what do you mean? The same thing would be true about the Asham. He never said that. Why? Where did he get it from? Why doesn't he learn that the Chatas and the Asham are the same in terms of where to put the Dam? It's because the Yom HaKra, it says beferish about the din of a Chatas is that HaKohen HaMechate Ota. So it's dafka, the Kohen who is doing the act of the chatas, meaning he's putting the dam on with his finger. Ota, only this particular carbon is doma lamala. But ein domo shel acher lamala, there's nothing else that goes above. Well, wait a minute. So then if that's the case, if it says ota, So then why doesn't he say, Chatas nami neima, ota lishmak shera shalol lishma psula, but osham, or anything else, shar tzvachim ben lishmam ben lishalol lishmak shera. I don't understand. You can't have it both ways. I mean, either you're learning the hekesh across the board. So you're telling me that if a chatas is shalol lishma, kechatat kasham, so too the osham is shalol lishma. That's what you're saying. And then when I say, okay, well, why don't you now take it all away and admit that the idea is that the chatas is domo lamala, so too the asham is domo lamala. No, then all of a sudden you have an answer. And that's because it says hakoina machate ota. But you can say the same thing about the ota, meaning shalol lishma. The koina machate ota, only this particular carbon has to be for this sense of itself, but no other carbon needs to be for itself. So the others welcome, including the asham, ben lishman, ben shalol lishman, should be kosher. That ota, that it says that it should be shachat ota lechatat, that ota cannot mean what you're claiming, that only the chatat is pasul shalol lishman. Why not? Because it doesn't include Pesach. How can you say no other carbon but a chatas is going to be pasul shalol lishma if we learnt out the ferish from a pasuk that there is another carbon that's pasul shalol lishma? Oh ho! And what is that? A carbon pesach. So how could you claim that the word ota means only a chatas and nothing but a chatas? So help me God! Ridiculous! A pesach is exactly the same, and therefore it would mean that ota, since it was b'shayer pesach, left pesach out of that din, so therefore it doesn't mean what it says. Oh, really now? I got news for you. This din about akoreinu mechate ota, that is, you're telling me that that is a special case, that the chatas alone is the thing that's put on top? It's also not true, because we know that in olas ha'of, it says beferish has to be put on top. So what are you telling me, ota? And you're telling me only the chatas. And what about in olas ha'of? So you left that out. So obviously it doesn't mean what you claim it means. Yeah, but that's not called leaving out, because we're talking about throwing the blood or putting the blood on when it was, the blood came through an act of zvicha. And in terms of that, it's still absolutely true that bezvicha lo shir mide, this is the only zevach requiring shchita, that the din will be that the dam goes to malam yichuta sikra. That's still absolutely true. And it's not called leaving out something because it doesn't talk about a bird which doesn't require zvicha. So bezvicha mi'aloshir meaning. Nothing was left out. Or you know what I could say? I'll tell you. I could say very simply, the reason that it's not considered to be left out is because the ota is not a reference to the simple question of whether it's lamala mechuta sikra or lamata mechuta sikra, which Kavi wrote down, right? It's not a function of that. It's actually, the whole point is that Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon, and this is who it's going like, in which he says, do not confuse the fact that dam is brought lamala mechuta sikra with the chashivas of the dam of the chatas. It's totally different. There's not a broad idea of lamala mechuta sikra. There are specific dinim of lamala mechuta sikra, which simply means any amount above mechuta sikra. And then there's a special place, which is beyond the din of mechuta sikra. And that's the din of the Karen. And Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon says there are three places for dam. And in terms of lamala mechuta sikra, haimakom lachud vahaimakom lachud, the place where you put the dam of an oil asa'of is not the place where you put the dam of the chatas behema. And it says beferish in the braita, damim atachtonim, all of the damim that belong on the bottom of the mizbeach could be put anywhere from the chutas sikra down. The damim elyonim can be put anywhere from the chutas sikra up, says Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. No, that's not a proper claw, because it only is true in one case. But by a chatat behima, there's only one place where you could put that dam, and it's not lamala mechuta sikra on the mizbeach. It's only he atzman nasela gufa shel keren. It's only going to be kosher if it's put on the keren itself. So therefore, if that's what Rebbe Eliezer holds as the meaning of the pasuk, so because of that, what's he supposed to say to Rebbe Yeshua? That, look, you know, there's no other carbon. It's true, there is no other carbon, because even the oilas ha'ov is not put on the Karen. It's put l'malam ichut ha'sikra. All right, now we understand that according to what we just saw in the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, Asham is similar to Chatas, and it is considered to be Pasul Shalalishma because of a straightforward Hekesh. Now remember we asked, and what about the question of Dam that's Nichnas to the Heichal? And we said, if you would have said Chatas is different than Asham because the Dam that goes into the Heichal becomes Pasul, Rebbe Eliezer would have responded, well, obviously, the same is true of the dam of an asham that's nichnas leichal. Let's actually look at that because that happens to be his shita. So we do have a hekesh that seems to go across the board. It's an anhas. So we've got a mishnah. It's here in Zvachim, but it's much later on. Shehaya Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol dami shenichnas leichal lechaper pisulim. So, it's true that any dam of a chatas that just went into the heichal is going to be pasul. But Rabbi Akiva says that in the event that you brought dam to sprinkle on the mizbeach inside of the heichal, and they're coming lechaper, they didn't just walk into the heichal, they also are going to be pasul, even if they are not a chatas, and even if they're not kachim kachim. We'll see later on, even kachim kalim become pasul if the dam was brought in to be mechaper. Whereas the chachamim say there's only one carbon that becomes pasul by bringing its dam inside, and it's only a chatas, and they don't learn out from the word v'chol chatas. Now, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, which is consistent with Rebbe Eliezer's hekesh, af ha'asham, Shenemar kechatat kasham, and since we compare the two, I don't agree with Rabbi Akiva. I don't agree that kol means anything, but I do agree that if the Torah defined the chatas as being pasul if it's nichnas lefnim, then clearly it would also apply the same halacha to the asham. If the dam of the asham was nichnas lefnim, it would be exactly the same. Shenemar kechatat kasham. Fine, perfect. Now, Bishlama Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, Rebbe Eliezer is absolutely understandable based on his own raya. It's a pasuk in the Torah, kechatat kasham, and I don't know, it sounds awfully persuasive to me. How could anybody argue about a hekesh? Rabbanan my time, where did Rabbanan come off of our? I understand they don't agree with Rabbi Akiva about the word v'chol chatat. Fine. But they have to at least agree that an asham should be pasul because it's a hekesh. How do they argue on that? Omar Rava, because they say it's impossible. The limud can never teach that an asham that is nichnas domo lefnim is pasul. Why? Because it's a kal vachomer from an oila. Same idea we had before. That in the same way that we understand that the oila is not going to be pasul, so too the chatas will not be pasul, because an oila, which is very chomor, it's burnt entirely on the mizbeach, it is kalil, and the din is if nichnas dama lifnim. We're all agreed, are we not? Rebbe Eliezer say the chachamim. We don't believe in Rebbe Akiva's drasha, so we're all agreed that an oila that is kalil is not going to become pasul by bringing its dam lifnim. So an asham, which is eno kolil, obviously lo kol shekein. Yeah, but I could always argue mala ola, that the ola is different. Shekein eina mechaperet. An ola doesn't have that chumrah. And I'm telling you, as I always did, that it's a special chumrah of the asham, that it is mechaper. Okay, it's not mechaper. How about a minchas chote? Is a minchas chote mechaper? Where do we have a minchas chote, gentlemen? Tell me, where? Who's ready to tell me? Who brings a minchas chote?
Sota. Sota?
That's Masqueret Avon, but it's not on the Chaiten. So close, close.
Nazir.
Who brings a
Nazir? Does it a Nazir?
no? A minchas chod is the kapora for someone who did what? Doot. Come on, men, put on your thinking caps. What's going on here? Who brings a minchas chod, you bums? Man, oh man, it's a good thing you're only on Zoom and we don't have the latest version which allows me to throw water at you.
What an ani.
An ani, very good. Who did what? Excellent. That's the first step. He's not just an ani, he is the ani shebaniyim. He's the avion that has nothing, right? He can't afford the bird, so he can't bring a tour
Who
either.
did a Shkaga? Who was did it?
But wait, Chicago, get out of here, you guys. Man, oh man, I'm getting this new Zoom no matter what. Okay, whatever it costs. I got to be able to throw stuff at you. What do you want me to do? Go into retirement over here? All right, let's get some of those people that are
Okay.
hiding. What about the hiders? Now I know why you're hiding. Akiva, I thought, was hiding because he knew he was going to be outgunned this morning. Okay. But how about the big N? Why is the big N hiding? Tell me that. Now, what about the lion cub? Also, he's
We're having today.
going to tell me he's in his car, and it's going to be a problem because he's parking and his car doesn't park itself. That old stuff. Where do we bring a chatas? That's a mincha. An ani brings a chatas. That's a mincha. Only in three cases.
Oh, the betrothed maid servant one. A pregnant woman who's a
Din of Anias by a pregnant woman, but it's for birds. Say it to the birds. Okay. Throw it to the birds. The three cases of carbon oleum yored. How many times have we done the three cases of the carbon oleum yored? Who's going to tell me what the three cases of the carbon oleum yored are right now? Let's go. You shouldn't even need thinking caps for this. We just had it today. We talked about the three cases. One of them was Tumas
Hey,
and correct. The other one was what's called Shmiat HaKol, which is Shvuat HaEdut. And the third one is Shvuat
Shmuel
Bitui.
Bitoy.
Okay, I see we're going to have some more fast challenges around here to get people a little bit more aware of what's going on around them. If not, I'm going to have to bring out my very serious ammunition, which is Richie. If we bring out Richie, he's going to just make a fool out of everybody, and you don't want that. So don't make me call out Sir Richard. Yes, indeed.
Maybe it's not a good day for exam.
It's not?
Yeah, we are sleepy.
Oh, I thought it's because it's going to be Mo'ira Dinim on you during the Aseret Teshuvah. You're just sleepy. Okay, fine. Oh, man. Okay. Well, there goes my big plans of catching up here. I've got a sleepy audience and I ain't talking to nobody. Right, so let's just finish this part. What are we going to do? I mean, we have another daf, you understand, nobody's going to be ready to do another daf, so we'll just have to make it up. Okay. So, all right, so we were bringing our raya that an Eila, which is Khalil, and it's not Nifsal, of Nichtas Dama Lifnim, how could anybody think that an Asham, which is Khalil, which is not Khalil, is going to be Pasul? And we argued that an Eila is not Mechaper, and therefore that doesn't prove anything. But to that argument, we can counter by saying a Minchas Chote is Mechaper, and it's not actually going to be Nifsal Lifnim. Why don't we say Chatas Ha'Of Tochiach? Why can't you say, I mean, a mincha, that like that's completely in a different realm, mincha. I mean, if you want to prove something about Osham and Chatas, shouldn't you be talking about something that's got blood at least? I mean, it is, it does say Shenichmas Dama Bifnim, and a mincha doesn't even have any blood, so it's like, you know, it's not much of a proof. So you should have said, how about a Chatas Ha'of? A Chatas Ha'of is actually Mechaper, and nonetheless, its dam is not Nifsal Bifnim. Ah, that's because it's not so certain that its dam is not Nifsal Bifnim, because that is actually later on raised as a question by Rabbi Avin, and we leave it without a raya. So we're not going to bring a proof from something that we don't even know what the din is, you know? So why not, can't you say, you could just say, Minchas Chote doesn't prove anything, because it's not a type of Zvicha. So it's Eina Min Zevach, and that's why it's not Nifsal. Yes, but an Ola is a Min Zevach, and it's not Nifsal. So Chozer Adin, Lo Rizek Rizeh, the Tzad HaShava Shebem, is that if they're nonetheless that they're kosher, and Nichvas Domam Lefnim, they're kosher. And therefore, Asham is exactly the same. I don't care about your pasuk. Afani avi Asham shu kadosh kadoshim nichvas dam lefnim is kosher. Okay, I don't know what to do. I'm going to leave it at this, and we'll start this over again, I guess, tomorrow, because I see seriously people are just really too tired to take this any further. And there are, I have to admit, an awful lot of new things that you're being asked to absorb all in one day. So we'll catch up. Bezrat Hashem. Here I thought we were all A-OK. All right. See you then, Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi, is there going to be a Tzom Gedalia?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if everybody's asleep, who am I going to talk to? Maybe if you get a little...
It's hydration.
That's a little bit of a rest. Maybe we can talk about some diet. Okay.
Go ahead. Rebbe, I know it's the last second. You're hanging up. You still there?
I'm here.
Just a little nishmat, Shaul Yisrael Ben Yitzchak, my grandfather. So I've been busy trimming out meat and haven't been able to say, but thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Not your grandfather. Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Go to. See you, Bezrat Hashem, later or tomorrow. And we'll see how the day works.
Okay. Bye-bye.